You are listening to Resonance FM. London. Resonance FM. London's first.
Good afternoon, I'm William English, and this is Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. Once again, my guest is Professor James Tregaskis, who is apparently a leading authority on the word Reich. James.
Good afternoon. Yes, well, start with Wilhelm Reich, who caught his mother in sexual congress with her lover, not his father, and he was absolutely furious with sexual jealousy. So Wilhelm then told his father, who in turn absolutely blew up on his wife and was absolutely livid with her and drove her to suicide. And he was absolutely wrecked with guilt. She killed herself with cleaning fluid. An agonizing death.
Okay. So nothing to do with Steve Reich, then?
Steve Reich. Now, Steve was actually born 3 years before Wilhelm Reich got expelled from the Communist Party.
Reich.
And in that time, Hitler became Chancellor of Germany. There was a sort of connection there.
Yeah. This,
because you know, the Third Reich and Hitler,
and we're listening to music for mallet instruments, voices, organ, and clown, issued on the Deutsche Grammophon label in 1974.
Right, so I think we could start with playing a little track.
What is this? What's this first track you brought with you?
It's a Wilhelm Reich background, just to get things started, I think. Let me just see. Can we get some bit of level on that? I think we've started already on that.
Men and women have lost the ability to experience the ultimate surrender to orgastic potency.
And once the breathing begins to deepen, then the feeling begins to flow through the body. And keep breathing. Very good. Keep it rocking. And once
Once the breathing
there's
begins
a lot of folding in those people at the back of the neck where their stubbornness and their spine
against the flow through the body is located. And it's a holding against giving in, letting go to their feelings, letting their feelings take over.
Very good. Very good.
So what was that track, James?
That was Radio Tirana in the background, which is a communist station, which I used to listen to as a child on the shortwave radio. And
is it Albanian?
Albanian station. And there was a rather strange English woman who used to give out a lot of propaganda. And Over the Top was actually the release of, you know, after you've had sex, you just have a cigarette and just go. You didn't hear that, did you?
No.
It didn't work, did it? Oh, dear.
I should warn the listeners. Apparently, there will be some profanities during this program,
won't there?
We forgot to say that. And
anyway, it's all about relaxing and breathing. Which, if you have a panic attack, you sort of let out. All the tensions, all the pent up character armor, which you talked about, a lot about. Anyway, and actually, sex is probably the ultimate form of that.
So
let me zip my trousers up.
Yeah.
There we are, thanks.
And you've had a lifelong interest in Wilhelm Reich, I think. When did this start? What prompted you to get involved?
I think, do you remember? I don't know if you're old enough to remember the function of the orgasm, and there was a book of the same name.
I remember that dreadful film called W.R. Mysteries of the Organism.
Mysteries of the Yugoslavian
Function of the Organism, which was absolutely appalling.
Was the book. Yeah.
Yes.
There was a terrible film, but a fascinating man, because he sort of formed the rather unfashionable part of the left wing, which believed in free love and so on. And the next track, I think, talks about that. There's a bit of sweary words on it.
But is this the one with the profanities in it?
I think so, yeah.
All right. So you have been warned.
Yeah.
In our sick society, everyone is sick. A human being averages 4,000 orgasms per lifetime. Do not turn off this pulsating motor of joy and life energy. Orgasmotherapy is a program of sex pull, as taught by the revolutionary doctor and communist, Wilhelm Reich. The bioelectric charge and discharge produced by the genital embrace causes the orgasmic reflex. Supremely pleasurable muscular contractions. Subjection to social disciplines may cause gastric ulcers, respiratory, coronary, and vascular diseases. Comrade lovers, for your health's sake, fuck freely. The communist movement fights for the liberation of man's natural impulses and joy of living. 4,000 liberating orgasms in every woman's and man's life are 4,000 explosions of liberated life energy. Only by liberating both love and labor can we create a self-regulating workers' society. Body tissue deprived of life energy turns cancerous. Cancer is the hysteria of cells condemned to death. Cancer and fascism are closely related. Fascism is the frenzy of sexual cripples. The swastika owes its magnetism to being a symbol of two bodies locked in genital embrace. It all stems from a longing for love. Comrades, make love joyously and without fear. Let us reactivate the natural vibrations within ourselves and society. Let the current stream sweetly through your muscles. Feel free to tremble and cry. Let yourself enjoy your body. As revolutionaries whose revolution renounces love, we feel very uncomfortable. What's happening to the revolution?
Oh, a bit of a knee trembler, that one, wasn't it? Anyway, the thing was that Reich was kicked out of the Communist Party because of all those strange views. And in 1933, he was kicked out and Adolf Hitler became Chancellor of Germany. And he was kicked out of Denmark and kicked out of Norway. And then he was kicked out of the psychology society. Was it the Psychoanalytic Association in the US? And then the FDA got him in the end, and he ended up in prison and died in prison. All a bit sad, but we got anyway, the Third Reich. Should we have some Third Reich?
I thought I'd just quickly play. I have a very, very brief track by John Wynn called Reich Reduction,
right,
which I thought we'd slip in. Yeah. It's only about 20 seconds long. This is apparently a Steve Reich piece, which has been compressed into about 20 seconds. And this is by John Wynn, who used to present Upcountry on Resonance. So that was Reich Reduction by John Wynn.
Quick.
Yes, he's well reduced. So what have you got for us next?
Well, we've got. I think we could jump ahead in a little bit, and we could have a bit of Orgone Accumulator with some Third Reichian things.
Okay.
Wenn aber nun der amerikanische Präsident Roosevelt sich berufen glaubt, ausgerechnet an Deutschland oder an Italien eine solche Anforderung richten dürfen, deshalb, weil Amerika so weit von Europa entfernt sei, dann würde dann die Entfernung Europas von Amerika die gleiche mit demselben Recht auch von unserer Seite an den Herrn Präsidenten der Amerikanischen Republik die Frage gerichtet werden können, welche Ziele denn die amerikanische Außenpolitik ihrerseits verfolge und welche... Und welche Absichten denn dieser Politik zugrunde liegen, sagen wir zum Beispiel der Mittel- und der südamerikanischen Staaten. Herr Roosevelt wird sich in diesem Fall sicherlich auf die Monroe-Doktrin berufen und eine solche Forderung als eine Einmischung in die inneren Angelegenheiten des amerikanischen Kontinents ablehnen. Genau die gleiche Doktrin vertreten wir Deutsche nun für Europa. Und auf alle Fälle aber für den Bereich und die Belange des Großdeutschen Reiches. Im Übrigen aber werde ich mir selbstverständlich nie erlauben, an den Herrn Präsidenten der Vereinigten Staaten Nordamerikas eine solche Aufforderung zu richten, da ich annehme, dass eine solche Zumutung mit Rechtsmaßen verdachtlos entwickelt wird. Herr Roosevelt erklärt nun 17 weiter, dass er die ihm gewordenen Mitteilungen über die politischen Ziele Deutschlands von anderen sich bedroht fühlenden Völkern mitteilen würde, die jetzt befürchtet haben, die wir nicht dieser Unterdrückung. Durch welches Verfahren hat Herr Roosevelt überhaupt festgestellt, welche Nationen sich durch die deutsche Politik bedroht fühlen und welche nicht? Oder ist Herr Roosevelt trotz der doch sicherlich auch auf Unlasten und ungeharrten Arbeit in seinem eigenen Lande in der Lage, von sich aus alle diese inneren Seelen- und Geistesverfassungen anderer Völker und ihrer Regierungen zu erkennen?
So which Reich was that, James?
They talk about the Fourth Reich. I don't know, there was a Third Reich, I think. But we have, you know, he did rail against this sexual repression you get with fascism, and one of the things that Reich said that authoritarianism started in the family and then eventually manifested in the state. So I wonder what Hitler's childhood was like. Probably didn't see his mother making love or something. But anyway, the Third Reich had lots of marching music, which wasn't very sexy. But we've got it, it actually causes a lot of stress on announcers.
This is the wrong marching music. This is David Jackman. This is Eisen by David Jackman, which sort of incorporates German.
It's very Germanic.
It's very Germanic marching music. But I think you've brought your own marching music, haven't you?
Yeah, but this is nice. This is,
yeah.
Excuse me, to punch fresh holes in the board of fence. The head of the... Very sorry, not the time to cough, really. The head of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency in Gaza, John Ging, said it was important to understand how bad living conditions have become.
Could listen to that as a child, not dropped a radio dropped on his head or something, he would have probably been traumatized into producing that sort of music. You never know, do you? Anyway, sorry, can I whisper on a bit more? Because the next bit is that I found is Reverend Gates of the Calvary Church in Atlanta, Georgia, recorded a lot of his sermons and gospel songs on RCA between 1932 and when he died in 1942, just before America joined the Second World War. And he did this, I think it was quite a hit in its time, as Hitler and Hell. It was a sort of gospel tune. Should we play that?
Sure.
We'll just play that.
I want to speak to you.
Yeah.
This morning.
All right.
From this subject.
Well,
Hitler.
Yes.
And hell.
Oh, yes.
And when I speak.
Yes.
And think.
Yes.
About Hitler.
Yes, sir.
I can't help.
Yes.
Or thinking about hell.
Yes.
Hitler.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. And hell.
And oh, hell.
Yes. To tell me.
Well,
that he's a man.
Well,
who lived.
Live
in a storm.
Well, oh, yes.
And how?
All yes, about
sir. His elevator.
Yes,
sir. Service.
Yes.
To go.
Yes.
From one.
Yes.
Station.
Yes,
to another.
Hallelujah. Oh,
yes. In his house.
Now.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Pull up there.
This morning.
Well,
yes, sir. That he.
Yes,
is the dictator.
Well.
Of Germany.
Well.
Hitler.
Well.
You must come down.
Oh,
come
yes.
Down. You must come down.
Well.
And I stand to you.
Well.
As you.
Lord,
sit back.
Hallelujah.
In your easy chair.
Well,
why men
well,
is dying
pull up.
On the battlefield.
Hallelujah.
You
well,
can easily
oh,
be
yes,
sir.
Oh, yes.
And the devil
now.
On earth.
Oh, yes.
Hitler
well,
and hell.
And
oh,
hell.
You that speak
well,
the policy
oh,
for your country.
Well,
Hitler
well,
and hell.
And hell.
You
Well, oh, yes.
They go.
Glory. Yes.
Men must go.
Pull yes, up there.
Sir. They come.
Well,
yes, sir.
Then they must come.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
You.
You.
If you honor them.
Well, oh, yes.
That.
Oh, yes.
Next.
Yes, sir.
Separate
yes.
from that body.
Help me, Lord.
It
oh, Lord.
Must be done.
Yes.
Hit her.
Well, oh, yes.
You must come down.
Must oh, come yes. down.
You well. Too high.
Oh, yes.
The only one God.
Oh, yes.
And you must come down.
Yes, hallelujah.
I'm thinking now
well.
Of innocent,
innocent.
Children
oh, Lord.
And
oh,
women
Lord.
Dying
yes.
all over
pull up there.
The land and country.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And
well,
you come crushing through
oh, yes.
like the demon of hell
yes,
on earth.
Oh, yes.
Hitler,
oh, yes.
you must come down.
Pull up there.
Soon,
Lord.
Soon or late,
oh, hallelujah. Yes.
you must answer
well,
at the judgment bar.
Hallelujah.
Hitler's gone.
Oh, God is eyes on you. Hitler's gone. God is eyes on you.
For your people in Germany,
now.
You
oh, yeah.
must come down.
Must come down.
Must come down.
So,
yeah.
Well, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, and we're with Professor James Tregaskis mixing the Reichs this afternoon into a sort of a bit of a Reich soup, isn't it now? I think at this point I should just quickly mention Sunday, May the 25th, Resonance 104.4 FM presents the first annual Alejandro Finisterre Table Football Tournament. Enter your team, two persons, to win this prestigious new table football tournament. All proceeds go to Resonance 104.4 FM. Highlights of this fundraising night include the showing of Bep Mol de la Fuente's Tras el... Oh, pronounced Bep Mol de la Fuente. Now backtrack to Tras el Fubelin, a documentary narrating the story of Finisterre's life and a live broadcast of the final. For details of how to enter, email footy at resonancefm.com. That's May the 25th, 2008, downstairs at Bar Kick, 126 to 127 Shoreditch High Street, London E1.
Are you good at table football?
I'm not bad, actually. Mm-hmm. I like it. I actually developed a very, very a slow method of playing, where you actually, where you trap the ball. You know, you've got the row of four players.
Yeah.
You can hog the ball by sort of vibrating
that's
it between
cheating.
Two of the players, and you just
no, you're not allowed
and
to
you
do
bore
that.
the opposition. They keep they get very frustrated and say, "When are you going to shoot next?" And you don't. You really hang on to it, and then spin it really fast. So I enjoy it actually.
That's
it's a good
fun,
game. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
Okay. So that leaves us with Steve Reich, and he. He's done a lot. He's done something recently called the Daniel Variations, and he used the Book of Daniel, and the Old Testament. The first three movements were based on that, and the fourth movement was based on the words of Daniel Pearl, who was kidnapped and murdered by Islamic fundamentalists in 2002.
Yeah.
But I've tried to do my own poor man's, very poor man's version of Steve Reich. I'm just going to play a little bit.
Okay.
Using a DAB radio. You know, the toggling the button of it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one I should play. I think the really moronic one. That's the one, yeah. I've just started it.
Time. And it's a British kitten. You'd think this would be good weather for tench. It's sort of the right time. You'd think this would be good weather for tench. It's sort of, and you'd think this would be good weather for tench, and you'd think this would be good weather for tench. Is it a bit clear there as well? Because it's unbroken black, and you'd think this would be good weather for tench.
Just in the background, I'm going to attach a device. I didn't bring your organ box with me because it's too big. But I've got this device which you put on. I'm going to put on William's eyes.
Oh my God! Do I have to take the headphones off?
It's a little thing you put. Nothing to
Professor Tregaskis is now approaching me with his hideous mask type thing. Oh my God!
You've got to shut your eyes.
Oh,
sorry.
All right. No, it's all right. No, I've closed my eyes.
The music and synchronize the music.
That's amazing, actually. Did you make this yourself?
Actually, I didn't. I wish I did. But it picks the sound up and changes sensitivity.
Oh, yeah.
It interferes with the brainwaves.
Well, yeah.
You'd think this would be good weather for tench.
If you turn up the
sound. Well, I got sort of flashing red lights, intermittent blinking red lights, which are what? Being affected by which sound?
The ambient sound around you.
Really? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And is this a sort of, is it supposed to be a sort of mind-bending experience?
If you take enough drugs with it,
But I think it would induce a sort of panic attack fairly quickly.
Yes. Should we take it off?
No, I'm fine with it. In fact, I'm getting used to it. I might never take it off again.
It's exceptionally humid, isn't it?
Yes.
It has been, yeah. With a guy called Andy Maker. Everyone's bivvying.
What do I do now?
Nothing really. We could actually play a little bit of something else if you want. I think we've got.
Shall I keep the mask on?
Absolutely.
What do you call this? Is it?
It's called. I forget what it was called. Greg Whitehead. Hello, Greg. It's based on the sort of principles of
Greg, where are you?
The Dream Machine by.
Brian Gysin's
invention. There as well, it sort of flickers and interferes with your own brain patterns.
Right.
But I don't know. These hocus pocus devices the New Age people produce. I don't know if some of them work, I suppose. I don't know if this does. You getting anything?
Well, I've had to open my eyes now to
see. You see that you have.
I've got to open my eyes, otherwise I can't see the control desk.
Okay. Well, that's sort of a risky strategy.
It's a British Tench Championships.
So we've got about 3 minutes left. What do you want to play as a final?
We could either play a bit more of Hawkwind in its pure form, or we could play a bit of the Reichian Flipper thing.
Okay, Reichian Flipper for me. Right, I'm not a fan of Hawkwind, actually.
Oh, okay, good. That's all right. Because I was rather dreading that. So we could just play it without me.
But yet bluefin tuna, you know, pumps an hour. It can out accelerate a Porsche. It's got a mic.
Bluefin tuna.
And nobody would eat flipper in the Western world these days because it would be a
fishing industry.
And quite right too. I mean, to most scientific circles,
I think comprises of two boats that actually sport fishing.
It's a shame, really, because it's going to be far too little, far too late.
Yeah. So I just wonder.
And nobody would eat flipper in the Western world these days because it would be a crime to do so. And nobody would eat flipper in the Western world these days because it would be a crime to do so.
Yeah.
But yet bluefin tuna,
and grows to 3/4 of a ton.
Well, yeah.
Fleet, which I think comprises of two boats.
And nobody would eat flipper in the Western world these days because it would be a crime to do so.
Yeah.
But yet, and quite right too. I mean, nobody would eat flipper in the Western world these days. And nobody would eat flipper in the Western.
Wonder where target bluefin tuna.
And quite right too. I mean,
bluefin fishing fleet, which I think
is at the top of the evolutionary scale as far as fish. It's and also
disallowed as well that you won't be able to
wash. It's got a migratory habit similar to that of
pounds in weight.
Yeah, that's right. Also, something else that going there, the juvenile big eye tuna as well, which are about donkey's years.
Yep.
It's too little, far too late.
Yeah, so I just
you go in and buy a tin of tuna from the supermarkets these days. What are you buying?
Well, normally,
you know, to most scientific circles, it's just taken so long.
Sport fish.
Yeah. I mean, you can. And nobody would eat flipper in the Western.
No, yeah.
And nobody would eat accelerator Porsche because it would be a crime to do so.
Yeah.
And nobody would eat flipper in the Western world these days because it would be a
fishing industry
similar to that. A whale are you buying?
Well,
yeah, that's right. Also, something else.
Deficient.
That. Certainly, we
hang for a couple of weeks, and about 10 years ago,
Ocean now,
he states bluefin. But I understand they are as efficient as anything else, and as I've been
saying, it's taken so long, and it's a shame really because and nobody would eat flipper in the Western world these days.
Where target bluefin tuna?
And quite right, you know, apart from the Japanese who seem to be eating always.
Study the tin. And two boats that actually sport fish. It states quite specifically skipjack caught from the Maldives or Mauritius. Or
And nobody would eat flipper in the Western. It's got a migratory habit similar to that of whales.
Yeah. Well, normally, to be fair, I want good news here, though, Glenn. If this ban comes into place,
a good trawler used to think like a fish.
Yeah.
Where these days,
from the world,
and nobody would eat flipper in the Western world.
And a ban around rock piles, I mean, it's not.
To most